This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Monday. Let's kick off the week with a good news story about making tons of money. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll tell you how and who made a ton of money next on the Brett Baggers Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, Saturday's Powerball was third highest all time, just close to $2 billion, like $1.7 billion. One dude won the lottery twice, though. Not like the whole like $1 billion, but this is like the best thing about being forgetful, almost like something you would do, AB, because you kind of just forgot you did something.
Oh, for sure.
He bought a ticket, and then he was like, oh, man, I've been wanting to buy that Powerball ticket. So he went off to a gas station, bought another ticket, and then use the exact same numbers because those are his like lucky numbers,
right?
And then hit it. Each ticket hit for $500,000.
Oh, wow.
And so then he won $1 million. He won twice. He won the lottery twice because he accidentally forgot and went and bought a second ticket.
I basically have done this before, and we talked about it on the show when I went and bought the same vinyl record twice.
Oh, yes.
And I
yes.
forgot that I had already bought it.
Yes.
And I thought it was fate. I was like, oh, my gosh, last one.
You got a vinyl record. This guy got $1 million.
Yeah, it's a little better.
Yeah, kind of did the exact same thing.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Maga Show. This one's going to be a little bit weird. Would you rather eat all your food with your hands or utensils with your non-dominant hand? So you have to use a fork with your left hand and then cut with your right.
This is easy for me. I'm just going to eat with my hands.
You just eat with your hands?
Everything.
Just grab it all?
Yeah, like mac and cheese. My hand is a spoon, I guess. That's just easier.
Yeah, it is easier. I'm not ambidextrous by any means of the word, but I'm predominantly right-handed, but I do use my left hand on occasion not to eat or whatever, so I would rather go that route just because, I don't know, I can't imagine trying to eat soup with my hands.
I mean, I guess you're just drinking that straight out of the bowl like a dog.
Perhaps, but like pudding or ice cream.
How often are you eating pudding?
Ice cream, though. You get a bare hand the ice cream?
I lose the ability to use utensils, and all of a sudden I'm eating pudding every day.
That's hilarious. Oh my God, it's pudding. Why do I eat so much pudding? I was just going to say I would use my left hand. I feel like I'm okay with my left hand, but
not with pudding.
And no. I don't want to lose pudding.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
For Keep It Moving, we're going to do 2 minutes on the clock, and we'll let you decide what stories you want to hear or not. Hannah, you get to make the call. Hannah, for Keep It Moving, I'll read a headline, and over the next 2 minutes, she'll either say Keep It Moving or tell me more. Why the next 3 months is bad time for weddings.
That is so scary because my best friend's getting married. AB's best friends are getting married.
You're going to be so pissed. Why?
Why?
College football.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good thing we don't care.
Yeah. If you're planning a wedding, they say guests cannot stand when your wedding falls on the day of a rivalry game. And friends' weddings, actually, most times, if they had to choose, they polled people, if they had to choose going to see their rivalry game or being at their friend's wedding, they chose the rivalry game.
Those
over
are
their
not
friend's
friends.
Wedding. Or they're not real fans of the school.
Yeah, it's like my brother. You
Your
know,
brother did this, right?
Doing it when Notre Dame was taking on Navy last year.
He couldn't go to like a funeral.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes someone cool?
Not doing that. Not skipping a wedding.
Do you want to know? Around the world, by the way.
What?
They say it's universal. It's like there's not many things that are universal. Each culture has different things.
Right.
But what makes somebody cool all over the world are kind of the same. People are open to experiences, extroverted, powerful, make their own decisions, all are perceived as cool around the world.
I
the same
that.
Definition of cool. I think style
I'd
just
say
differs.
We're cool, guys.
I don't know about that. Now you can buy a Star Wars Lego set for how much money?
You know what, Kevin? I'm going to keep this moving because I don't want your wife to be upset with you for saying you would spend your life
and
savings.
It's okay. I know how much it is, and it's outrageous.
It's funny. Kevin already knows. It's an American thing. These are the most American things that people don't even realize are American things.
What?
All right, I'm out of time, but I'll let you know. Graham crackers, totally an American thing.
Really?
Yep. Red Solo cups, American thing. Air conditioning.
Oh,
like everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, they usually, like most places in Europe, have like those box air that you put in the windows.
I've never been more proud to be an American.
Baseball caps.
Also proud to be an American.
And peanut butter is another thing that just is really popular in America and not European or overseas or anything like that.
God bless the USA, guys.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Rachel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Always good to hear from you. A worthy competitor against Hannah and Hannah's homeschool is a pop culture showdown between one of the best, Rachel. And,
hey,
and
Hannah.
Hey,
okay.
Rachel, are you feeling a win today or what?
I'm hoping for a win.
All right. Rachel.
I'm feeling a win in my bones.
Oh, wow. All right. Hannah is back to play against Hannah's homeschool. AB had to play because Hannah was out, and she's back to show people what's up. This is how she does it. So,
Did you win?
I did win.
Hey!
All right, Hannah, leave the room so Rachel can answer 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you guys both the same questions so we make Hannah leave so she can hear the questions or the answers. One of the biggest shows on TV right now is The Summer I Turned Pretty. What is the name of the girl that is stuck in a love triangle between Conrad and Jeremiah?
I have no idea. I don't watch that show.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. You score a point for missing it.
I feel offended.
Who is Sydney Sweeney rumored to be dating?
Oh, it's a music producer.
Yes.
Dang it. Like, just Scooter something?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Scooter Braun. You got there, Rachel. Okay.
Okay.
The most streamed song this past summer was Ordinary. Who is it sung by?
I'm just going to say Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay. Monday Night Football is a special broadcast from 2 former NFL quarterbacks and brothers. Who are they?
Peyton and Eli Manning.
Yeah. And then which brand slogan is, don't leave home without it? What do you can't leave home without? You want to phone a friend for this one?
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pick it, AB or Kevin. I think one person might know and the other person
Kevin.
Not.
I'll pick Kevin.
Okay. Thank God.
Say it again, sir.
Okay. What brand slogan is, don't leave home without it?
American Express.
Yes!
Don't leave home without it.
I
had to think about it. I was going MasterCard, Visa, no, American Express.
Kevin, you know, likes to run it up on G.I. Joe bills.
That's right.
All right, 3 out of 5. Not a bad showing. Some tricky questions. We'll see if Hannah can come back in and get a win here.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's back from the day off on Friday. Is back competing on Hannah's homeschool. And competing against Rachel, who just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Hannah, Rachel was strong. Rachel, tell her what you got.
3 out of 5.
They're tricky.
Okay.
Tricky questions.
They are tricky.
All right, so let's see how you do, Hannah. Same questions I asked Rachel. Got to get at least a 3 out of 5. Tie goes towards Hannah's record. What is the name of the girl in the biggest love triangle in the world? Everyone is locked in on The Summer I Turned Pretty, Conrad and Jeremiah. Actually, AB even filmed a movie with her. I need to know her character's name. Everyone is watching this show, except for Rachel and Hannah.
This is not a name you could guess either. You either know it or you don't.
It's something like, it's something kind of weird, like Belly?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I almost said Beetle.
Yes. Who is Sydney Sweeney rumored to be dating?
Scooter Braun.
What is the most streamed song this summer was Ordinary by who?
Alex Warren.
Monday Night Football is a special broadcast from 2 former NFL quarterbacks and brothers. Who are they? You're 3 for 3 right now. Keeping your streak going.
No way it'd be the Kelsey brothers. They're in. Well, one of them's in the NFL.
Travis is calling the game while playing the
game?
Yeah,
no.
And neither of them played quarterback, just so you know. two former NFL quarterbacks and brothers.
Can I have a first letter of the last name?
No, how much more? I gave you their old position, their brothers. One
positions
more.
Will never help me. Pat McAfee?
Pat McAfee. At least you named a football player. He was a kicker. Eli and Peyton Manning. They do the Manning cast. Oh. Been doing it for years.
I thought they were like father, son.
Nope, brothers.
Okay.
Poor Peyton over there, the older brother. Which brand slogan is, don't leave home without it? What do you never leave home without?
Your keys? Tile?
Yeah, that's the slogan.
Keys, don't leave home without them.
Or tile?
Tile, like it's a thing that you put on your keys so you don't lose your keys.
Oh. First I thought you'd been like a kitchen tile. Don't leave home without it. Like,
without your kitchen tile? Yeah. No.
No, to all of that. It's American Express.
What?
Yep, you went 0-2 at the end, but your 3 in the beginning was good enough for a tie. And a tie is good enough for a win in Hannah's homeschool. We have a C curve here. Rachel, you know what you got to do. You have to say, this is Rachel, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Rachel, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. According to a recent survey, this is the number one turnoff for women when it comes to men. When you see a guy and he's got something, does something, what's the number one turnoff, Hannah?
I'm going to say if he has bad hair.
Bad hair? Like
if
bad
he's
haircut?
Bald.
Bald. Specifically bald.
I don't
okay.
like that.
Okay.
Oh, wow. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's bad teeth.
Bad teeth. Number one turnoff. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say height. If they're shorter than
shorter.
You.
Oh, that's yeah. the best.
And some really good things. Just grill guys about just make us real
insecure.
I know,
insecure. A lot of things they can't control. I feel bad.
Yes. And no one got it correct. It is something they can probably control. According to a recent survey, this is the number one turnoff for women when it comes to men. 855-444-MEGA. Text in your guesses. 855-444-6342. Give you the answer next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answers to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to a recent study, this is the number one turnoff for women when it comes to men.
I mean, the text line is just blowing up with responses.
A lot of turnoffs.
Today, teacher Katie texted in and said bad hygiene. Teacher Suzanne texted in and said wearing tube socks and sandals.
That's funny.
Very specific. The musician family texted in and said if they talk too much about themselves. Heather says when they're rude. Teacher Jen says if they don't smile. Linda says if they pick their nose. Kristen said that their fingers and toenails could be bad.
Damn, do guys do all of this stuff? This is something guys try to do to be more attractive, but it's actually a turn off. Like somebody you guys know. The number
growing
one
a
answer,
beard?
It's a beard, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Really?
The number one turnoff for women when it comes to men is beards. They do not.
I mean, if it's like untamed and.
But my beard looks good, right? Come on, bro. Fine. Tomorrow we're going to do what's the number one turnoff for men when it comes to women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're reversing
beards?
It. Yeah, we don't like beards either on women. Let me tell you. Beyond the fact that women don't like beards and I have a beard now, why else is this a hard week for me? I'll tell you why in 3 minutes. Today actually kicks off a weird week for me, and I feel like whenever something's weird or different for any of us, we like to share with you because we do consider you like friends and family of the Brett Mega Show. And so it's a weird week for me because it kicks off the week of the anniversary of my mom's death.
Yeah.
It was 6 years ago where we'll be 6 years. And it's weird because I don't know if other people do this. Kevin, you lost your mom and your parents and things like that. And do you relive that whole week? Whenever this week hits, I feel like it's even worse up until the moment, like this week leading up to the day, like the anniversary of her death is always like kind of like a weird, eerie day. But I keep reliving all of the moments that happened 6 years in. I don't know if it ever gets better.
It's weird to say it's because it never gets better. It just gets different is maybe the best way to say it.
Do you like this? I'll go back in and be like, oh, on this date, I was doing this. And I'll be like, oh, I went to go visit her. Because when we lost my mom to dementia 6 years ago, I lived in Dallas at the time where my family and my wife's family are in Chicago. And my wife and I made a conscious decision as we saw her mental state and physical state start to deteriorate that I was going to fly in to spend as much time with her every other weekend. So we were going to buy flights every other weekend because we knew that it was probably going to be like 6 or 8 months left is what we were kind of thinking. And I only had to do it like twice, guys. Like I like went there and then I think I went back the next weekend and I already had booked another flight. And I was like, oh, can we just do the funeral on that? Cause I had been booking flights out in advance. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so I knew this is when I started that was this process. And I was like, oh, I landed. And then I sat in the loft of her house at our old house we grew up in. And she was nonverbal. I just relive all of the moments. Even the food I stopped and ate at the airport when I was traveling that day, I think about all of those little things.
I think that thinking about those memories is like, so paralyzing.
Yeah.
I never really thought about like the week prior until you kind of brought that up. And it's so funny because the biggest loss I've ever had was my grandma, who was basically like in the role of dad for me. And it's funny because I always just reminisce on like October 17th, 2017. But now that you say the week of, I can remember every detail of the week prior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that our memories hold on to those things.
And I think it's because I think we all grieve differently, yet similarly.
Yeah.
You know, as you look at this week on a calendar, I mean, that's how you start doing the countdown because you remember where you were, what happened, where everything kind of, you know, unraveled. And it's one of those deals where, for me, as time passes more and more, it's not necessarily when it all happened or looking at the calendar. It's just like certain things will bring you back to that moment. A smell. Looking at your kid, hearing something on the radio, remembering, oh, that's right, that's what was playing when mom passed. Or I was talking to my brothers, and I'm like, oh, remember when mom passed? And all of a sudden, it floods back.
I remember the goodbye moment. My mom and I had this like really special goodbye moment, and it just goes to show you like mom strength. And it was right around this date is I went flying back and forth, and that weekend I went to go say goodbye to her, and the entire weekend she was nonverbal, and I was like, mom, goodbye, I love you. And I had this moment where I felt like my mom was holding on for me. Like, I'm a stubborn person. Like, I have no quit in me. Mm-hmm. I refuse to give up. My passwords to everything are, like, never give up in some kind of crazy variation if you want to steal the money I don't have.
I was going to say, that really is your password.
Yeah, and so it really is my password. And I am that type of person. And so I sometimes give off this vibe of, like, I refuse to quit, and I didn't want my mom to, like, think that she had to hold on for me. And so I remember telling my mom, I was like, mom, you can go to God. You can let go. And my mom squeezes my hands and said, I love you to me in this extremely powerful moment. Mm. And then 3 days later, she passed. And I remember this moment still with such clarity. And I'm so glad I had that moment with her because I reflect back on that day. Sometimes that day that I said goodbye to her is actually harder than the day that I lost her because I just remember that was the last time I spoke to her. Right. And so I'm reminded of that. And so this whole week, I just feel like when I get into this week, it does throw you off. You're kind of like, blah. You kind of feel like, what else matters if you don't have mom, right? Like, mom is everything. And I always compare it to like, and Ed Sheeran has a song about it too, but like, it's almost like the scene in Harry Potter where Harry can see these horses that no one else can see. And he's like, can't you guys see these horses? And no, and they're like, until you experience true loss, you can't see the horses. And I feel like until you lose a mom, like, because there's like something special about our mom bringing us into the world, right, a mother's caring nature, you don't really know what it feels like. And so I was curious if Kevin felt like the same thing. You just relive it, or I'm just a crazy person.
No, but all I think of is, as you're saying this, is what's always gotten me through is just like all your parents, they always go the extra mile. And I always believe that my mom and my dad had something they had to do on the other side to make things work better for me.
That's cool. It's beautiful.
That's why they had to go. I will see them in time. But right now, they had more pressing business to help the people they love here, so they couldn't be here to do it.
Look, my mom probably went up to heaven and was like, God, we got some work to do on this guy. we are still commercial free. It is the Brett Maga Show. Hannah was out for a bachelorette party this weekend. We'll hear some of those stories in less than 3 minutes. Just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you. Hannah was off this past weekend. because she was at a bachelorette party. How was the big bachelorette party for best friend Sydney?
Yeah, so this has been like super highly anticipated for me for months. My best friend is getting married and we went down to the lake to celebrate her. It was so fun. Usually bachelorette parties like aren't necessarily my favorite thing. I feel like it comes with a lot of like creativity and planning, which is not my strong suit. I'm not necessarily creative with decorations or anything.
I also feel like
planning is also not my thing either.
I also feel like it could feel very New Year's Eve-y. Like where there's a lot of hype, the bachelorette party,
yes,
and then like a lot of letdown could actually happen because whenever you overhype something, it can. You're just
yes.
left for like a letdown.
Or like it's like when you cry on your birthday sometimes.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just a lot of hype. Luckily though, that didn't happen on this trip. It actually all ended up being a ton of fun. There was a couple things that like, you know, were a little unfortunate, like the weather. It was raining and like 60 degrees on one of the days that we had planned to go to pool bars. So that kind of like shifted the plans, but we ended up just, you know, shopping and being inside, and it still ended up being a ton of fun. We rented a boat one day, and if you know, you know, that's like my favorite activity ever. So to be doing that with my best friend was awesome.
I was. Did you get a driver with that? Or
we did.
Okay.
So none
say.
Of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, I do have my boating license. Fun fact, I cheated to get my boating license.
Same. I have my boating license and I cheated to
get
it.
I have never gone on a party boat. Like if anyone just had somebody drive the boat.
That's how everybody should do it.
But
we actually ended up extending the boat and getting it for an extra hour because we just were having so much fun. We still don't know how much that's going to cost us on the back end, but for that extra hour, it was so worth it.
That's awesome. This sounded like somebody had a tanning thing.
Oh, yes. AV, I didn't even get to tell you about this yet. So one of the girls came down late, and we all were like, oh, you know, Taylor, I wish you could have been there the night before. But she made up for it because she brought a spray tanning booth with her. Is that
what?
Not the most awesome? So yeah, she was spray tanning girls
just randomly
as like a party favor.
That fit in the car?
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's so funny.
Wow.
And the worst part about it, I was sleeping when that happened, so I didn't even get one.
Oh,
you were sleeping? You slept through
it?
This whole like
you're the ideal client for that. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you Kevin calls you.
You should buy
mom.
One, probably.
I know. So I figured out that's what I want to do for my bachelorette parties: mobile spray tans.
I thought you were saying I figured out what I want to do with my life. I just become a mobile spray tan person.
I might
too.
That might. If radio doesn't work out for me, I think I'm going to do that.
So you'll catch Hannah at the next bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Last night was a big night for Hollywood and all the TikTok reviewers out there because it was the VMAs. Talking about TikTok reviewers, I'm just going to be negative right out the gate and say I was massively disappointed by, like, probably the performance that was talked about the most. And that was Tate McRae. I was so disappointed in my girl because I love her music. I love her as a person. But when she was performing last night, I couldn't focus on anything else other than the fact that she was dancing in damn sand. Like, what was that? I'm so upset. Everybody keeps saying, like, it was one of the most awesome performances and dances we've seen at the VMAs, but I disagree. I don't like the sand.
I think people like this like gender reversal where you like normally see like sexy women backup dancers, and it was like 25 guys in Speedos. For me, it's not just because I'm like not into dudes, but I just feel like guys wearing Speedos isn't sexy. So I just didn't really get the whole sex appeal when Sports Car is such a sexy song. I was like, well, these dudes in Speedos gyrating wasn't doing it for me.
I just don't think that Tate needed any more assistance on being sexy. I think she could have done the dancing by herself and could have done it on land and not sand. Talking about a performer that like did it better though, Sabrina, she won this for me.
Dance break.
Sabrina was across every headline. Every paparazzi person was obsessed with her. She just was it. Like, when it comes to Pop Girl at VMAs, She was it this year.
She performed in the rain. You didn't like the beach, but you would just let a downpour
yeah.
on you?
Yeah, I did. I was fine with the rain. She was giving, like, Britney Spears energy through and through, all around. I think she absolutely stole the show. She won Best Album for Short and Sweet. She won Best Pop Music Video. She was that girl last night. She also had this, like, beautiful moment with Ariana Grande. And everybody keeps, like, there's a picture of them, and it's like when your two grandmas are together in the same room.
It seemed like people were saying that's like the first time they met. That's how they, that's
I
how
know.
Those people
describe.
There's no
that,
way,
though.
Right?
I don't believe that.
The thing about Sabrina, though, that I didn't love is I just didn't know if it was a copycat from Britney, like, or was that like paying homage to Britney?
No,
like,
I think it was a respect your elders.
Was it? Because, like, yeah, like the performance was very Britney, her outfit was very Britney, and I never saw any confirmation that she was, like, because Britney is like owned the VMAs, like, where she was like, hey, I'm gonna pay respects to Britney, or was she just like, hey, I'm the next Britney and I'm just copying her? Because then if she was just copying her, I didn't love it. But if she was paying homage to her, I was like, oh, that was cool in a clever way. So I was looking for confirmation.
I think so I'm Britney. On the side as to she was paying respects. I don't think she was expecting people to be like, wow, we've never seen this before.
Yeah, I was just like she was Britney Spears last night.
We know we've seen this, and we love that we've seen that before. But I would say that the overall winner of the night was Miss Lady Gaga.
Thank you, Little Monsters, my fans, for always supporting me and always supporting the monster in me.
She won Entertainer of the Year, right?
Yeah, she won Entertainer of the Year. We knew it was going to be a big night for her. She was nominated for, like, the most awards. She was nominated for 12. She walked away with 4 Moon Awards, but that still is, like, really, really big for her. And she was, like, the ultimate grand winner of the night. Some people argue that, like, the biggest award of the night is Video of the Year, which went to Ariana Grande. But I think Artist of the Year is the biggest one.
It does feel like the VMAs always just, like, makes their own rules. Like, Gaga was great and everything, and she had the song with Bruno Mars, but does anyone think that, like, last year was the year of Gaga? Like, she was the Entertainer of the Year?
No,
like, Ariana Grande, Sabrina Carter, and Taylor Swift all have something to say about that. I love Gaga, but, like, she's had years where it was the year of Gaga. I just didn't think last year she was the Entertainer of the Year.
I don't know. I still ride it out. I'm a monster at heart.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I'm about to be the most hated man in America, I think, at this point. If everyone is talking about the Phillies, Karen, who took the ball, ran over as this guy at a game at the Phillies game, grabbed a ball, and there was a tussle for a baseball, and he went to go get it. She went to go get it. He grabbed it from her, ran over and gave it to his kid, and she came walking over and then very Karen-like, like, scolds him. And the question I have for you is, anyone out there who has ever gotten a foul ball before, anyone out there, anyone received this, and do you think this Philly lady, Karen Philly, was in the wrong? 855-444-6342. So it's 855-444-MEGA. This Philly Karen, I'm going to defend for a second because everyone seems to hate her.
Oh my gosh.
I honestly think she was in the right. One of the reasons I think she was in the right is this was a home run ball or whatever that they were going after, and two people were going in after it, and she felt like the guy ripped it from her hands as a woman.
Give me a break.
No. I didn't
if a
see
guy
that.
Comes no. up and no. rips something from a woman, everyone says that guy's a jerk.
The kid.
Okay,
but I don't think he ripped it straight out of her hands.
I don't either. That's the thing.
It was on the floor, and it's just whoever picks
right.
it up first.
Yes, it isn't her section.
I think it was hard to see where there was.
No,
I feel like
this hands is were... not like a.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man, ripping that. I don't agree with that.
On that note, I have a problem with her touching him.
Oh, you had
a problem with her being a psychopath in front of a child.
Okay, so he's made a comment because everyone's like, why did he give up the ball? He is in the right. Everyone knows the foul ball rules, the home run ball rules.
Because he's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a good guy.
And everyone knows it. And he said,
he shouldn't have been.
I wanted to de-escalate the situation to show my kids that you can de-escalate from a crazy Karen. And so that was his comment. And then bravo to the Phillies. They hooked the kid up with swag and all that kind of stuff. The only reason I'm defending her is, like, one, she doesn't know that it's going to a kid. And is the foul ball rule in general that, hey, if you catch a foul ball, you have to go give it to the nearest kid? Because I looked it up. One, your odds of getting a foul ball is 1 in 1,500.
Then she should have been faster.
Oh, wow. I think she was fast. I see this video of both of them having it. She kind of gets her hands on it, and he rips it out of her hands. He was so fast because he was a guy. I felt like it was a guy ripping the ball from the woman.
I think he's faster because he's a guy.
I think he was able to rip it away faster. Like, she had her hand on it, he had her hand on it, and he outstrengthed her with the speed kind of move.
Yeah, so you,
and good for him.
Yeah, you don't see that part. I can see her being upset because it was near her section. This guy came out of his section to get the ball. But I think once you saw that he gave it to a kid, you got to back off, no matter how angry you are, and walk away.
I mean, I was so uncomfortable for that kid. Like, seeing his eyes look at her raging made me want to rage. Like, if I would have gone... I would have walked sections over to yell at that girl and be like, you need to leave.
I do think, like, what she did in front of the kid was crazy. I do think
so
she
that,
is crazy.
To me, like, invalidates all of her other reasonings because of her behavior around that kid. I feel like nothing else was relevant after that point because she was acting psycho.
And she hasn't
psycho.
Come out and said anything yet. She just took her ball and went
and
home.
And it's funny to me because, like, she probably has this ball, you know, at home and whatever, and every time she looks at it, she probably feels weird and embarrassed.
Yes.
I don't think it was
good.
Worth,
she shouldn't be proud of that
It's not
ball.
Worth doing what she did to get it.
Okay. She, one of the things that I felt like was different, because we just had two incidents in, like, the last 2 weeks at the U.S.
Everybody
Open.
Everybody just assume you're on camera all the time.
Right.
At the U.S. Open, this CEO guy ripped the hat from the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was messed up. She went to a grown man and was like, yo, and scolded him, and then he, like, got put in his place. Okay, what is the foul ball rule? Like, is it any man or woman for themselves? If you rip it from someone's hand, like, once someone gets their hands on it, is there theirs? Anyone ever get a foul ball before? Did someone have to give it to you? If you got a foul ball, do you have to look around and give it to the nearest kid? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Is anyone out there besides me that thinks, hey, she had the ball at one point, that's the foul ball rule, why don't you get your hands on it? Or was the guy completely in the right and she was completely in the wrong? We'll take your phone calls on this next. I know everyone's going to hate me. I'm sorry. I'm defending the Philly Karen, actually, here on the Brett Mega Show. Everyone has kind of seen this viral moment that happened at the Phillies game where Philly Karen scolded this guy after he gave his kid the ball. When a ball was in their section, he ran over. There was a scramble for it. He gets the ball, runs back, gives it to her kid, and she scolded him and then got the ball back, and everyone's freaking out. My thought on this, and the reason I say this, is I felt like, I don't know this, I've never gotten a foul ball because they're almost impossible to get. I looked it up. Only 1 in 1,500 people are odds of getting a foul ball. It's, like, really hard to get a foul ball. And so once you get your hands on it, I think the rule is you got to back off. You're not going to fight over a foul ball. The lady had their hands on the foul ball, and the guy ripped it from her. And so she's like, yo, dude, get your hands off of me.
I got hit with a foul ball.
Why? How? Are you, now that makes sense, actually. Now I'm starting to...
It didn't hit me in the head. It hit me in the back. I knew it was coming, so I put my head to my knees, and I got hit in the back with it.
Wow.
I kept it, but I don't know where it is. I don't care about it. If it would have went to a kid, I would have been happy for them. I wouldn't have scolded the dad and went off like a psycho like this Karen did. But yeah.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Zoe, do you think Philly Karen had any point when she ran over and told that guy, hey, give me the ball back?
No.
No.
Right.
I just feel like it's not that serious. Like, kind of like she was saying, like, if somebody really wants it that bad and they're going to give it to a kid, it's like, just let them have it. she's going to be sitting at home with this ball and not even, like, think about it in a couple weeks.
No, what if Philly Karen keeps it on a pedestal and is like has, like, lights around it and has this, like, big moment shrine whenever
the people... She has too much time on her hands.
Well, she could be a lifelong...
Did you see Philly Karen? Yeah. She probably does have this.
Yeah. But she's probably a lifelong fan, and this is, like, a memento for her to take home. I can understand her being upset.
She's got nothing to live for, guys. This is it.
Well, I can see her being upset, but I still think once she touched the guy... You know, and like, ooh, wait a second. Whoa. Because if the roles were reversed and that guy touched her, that's what we'd be
prison.
Talking about. Yes.
But same thing. Like, if he doesn't, does anyone think if he doesn't hand it to a guy?
To a kid?
Or to a kid that a guy ripping a ball from a woman is wrong?
Yes, but we don't know he ripped it from her.
Yeah,
he just,
I don't think
know
he,
her
like,
section.
Pushed
Hannah.
Her down and shoved it. Like, yeah. It wasn't
AB,
like that.
Hannah and AB, if a guy rips a ball from your hand, are you pissed?
I just don't think that's what she did.
You don't think that the guy did
I think, like, it was on the floor, and maybe it was in her section, but he got there faster.
You don't think she had
She's
hands
probably
on
claiming,
it?
Like, he ripped it from my hand.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was like a
to make
a
herself
monster.
Yeah, that
better.
Was pick me. She was the monster.
Kim, you are an usher, actually. What's the, I guess, rules when it comes to foul balls?
Well, whenever I was an usher, whenever the foul ball would come down, whoever got to the ball first got it. So she made a scene for no reason. He gave it to his son. I feel the baseball should go to children. Whenever we would get a foul ball, we would end up giving it to the kid.
Usher's ruled in.
You're a good woman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.